From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Tens of thousands of Florida motorists who got fined because of red light cameras could soon have that money coming back to them. The Florida Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the city of Aventura broke state law when it created its red light camera system. It's a ruling that could likely ensnare dozens of other Florida cities that did the same before the state regulated red light cameras in 2010. Reporter Rick Stone has details.
The court ruled that the camera systems violate state law that requires uniform traffic rules across the state. Legislation passed in 2010 legalized them all, but by then, up to 70 cities had been raking in fine money for at least 2 years. Hallandale lawyer Brett Luskin filed the original lawsuit against the city of Aventura, but he says several other cities, including many in South Florida, are also on the hook.
Everything they did was illegal, and essentially all of the money that they collected was illegal. All of that money is sort of ill-gotten gains and ostensibly will need to be returned.
Tickets issued after July 1st, 2010 are not affected by the lawsuit, and neither is the future of the red light cameras still operating all over the state. Luskin says they are potent moneymakers. In the year that ended in July 2013, camera fines totaled $62.5 million. The state gets about half of that, and the rest is divided between the city and the company that sells the cameras. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Running red lights is risky behavior. Then again, so is teen smoking. But the latter seems to be on the decline. That's according to a survey conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Florida's statewide teen smoking rate now stands at 10.8%. That's the lowest in the Southeast and one of the lowest in the country. But the study also shows that the use of marijuana has been on the rise since 2007. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.